Wright-Patt puts upwards of $4 billion a year into the Dayton region, and a major goal of the new initiative is to keep that money coming in. But Jeff Hoagland, who heads the Dayton Development Coalition, admits the outlook in Washington is a bit bleak.
We think the reality is with sequestration and with budget cuts and with furloughs now, efficiency cuts are going to have to happen.
And with or without spending cuts, the base could be preparing for another BRAC. That's base realignment and closure, a congressional process that periodically reorganizes military bases. Wright-Patt was a winner in the last BRAC and got new missions and dollars out of it. But former Air Force General Lester Lyles won't speculate about the next BRAC, calling it a four-letter word.
Don't use that pejorative term, BRAC. People think of realignment and they focus on the C aspect of BRAC closure, and they fail to look at the opportunities that are there.
The next BRAC process could begin as soon as 2015. Lewis Wallace, WYSO.